It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I know Nicole from West Seattle is. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Nicole has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
Yes. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
The Broncos?
No.
The Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Pass.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
It has the most counties. Texas.
Yes. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Push.
Correct. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
Three?
Yes. What
two.
Crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Cheetos.
Correct. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historical landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
I didn't get that.
In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
The 70s.
No. Nicole, you got seven. Ooh, correct, though.
That was a win earlier today.
I'll take it. Do you think it's going to be a win now?
I believe it. I believe in her.
I believe it, too.
I've got that girl power vibe going right now.
Do you?
Let's go.
Yeah.
You should distract him. Oh, hey, Steve.
By doing what?
I don't know.
Oh, my mind immediately went down. She said girl power, you said distracting. My mind went to
where?
To me, the obvious.
Then we're going to flash him.
Woo!
Oh, is that the obvious?
Is it not?
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh.
Who are you? I was like, you guys better not tickle me.
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl.
Sarah, one,
I'm sorry.
Two, three. No, just kidding.
Oh, no? All right. Steve, are you ready?
I'm staring at a news story about Hooters. You guys are talking about this.
Perfect way to distract you. Am I wrong?
The hoots will always distract.
Ain't that the truth?
Hoot's gonna hoot.
Good thing you have your blindfold on. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
You know it. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
Let's weld. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Is that London?
It was.
All right.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No.
California?
No. Yeah. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Yes. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
I know of two, so I'm going to guess two.
No.
Three?
Yes. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Corn puffs?
No.
Cheez-Its?
No. Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Bugles?
No. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city?
2000s.
City Landmark Preservation Board? No.
90s?
Yes.
Damn it.
Too late.
I could have got another guess if you weren't stuttering so much.
No,
right
you couldn't have.
I know.
And that was the decision maker because you got six correct, which is a loss 7-6.
Wow.
Go, Nicole. Go,
Nicole.
Is that two losses today for you?
We don't talk about that.
I don't even know when the last time was that happened.
Has it happened?
No, it definitely has happened at some point. I don't know when.
Well,
not often though.
You did eventually get the 90s, and you're gonna kick yourself for this. Nicole got it right. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan "dangerously cheesy"? I had to ask my husband if it was a chip, but it's a corn puff snack.
Corn puff snack.
You're overthinking it.
Doritos?
No.
Oh.
Close.
The mascot is a cheetah.
Chester.
Cheetah. Cheez-Its.
No.
God.
Cheez-ums?
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They're dangerously cheesy.
Cheetums, a brand new.
Cheetums. And does Cheez-Its even have a mascot? Because they should, now that I think about
That's a good call.
Isn't it the cheese wheel thing?
Oh, you're right.
That's not a mascot, though.
I think it is.
Didn't they bring it to life?
Yeah, they talk.
If it came to life, it's a mascot.
It talks.
I don't know if that's the actual rule, but I'm making it now.
The Daily Migs Show.
The latest talk on social media is saying that Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks for us.
Oh. No!
Dude, I honestly have experienced that where somebody was just like, nice ankle socks. When I had a buddy who's a younger dude, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, no, now you have, and they were wearing like the higher socks, and I thought they looked goofy.
Oh, apparently that's back. On TikTok, one user says you can go to the gym and you'll see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but none of them are under 30.
I feel like we just are, it's just like this constant like circle of fashion. You know what I mean? Like at some point, whatever is not popular at some point will become popular again. I think to just kind of spite the generation before you. I look at like Champion gear right now. It's kind of a little overpriced. I remember when I was growing up, Champion gear was like, that was like low budget sweaters. And now all of a sudden you go to Nordstrom and you could get a Champion sweatshirt. I mean, you still get low budget ones, but for the most part, a lot of them are like $80 over like a, of course it's at Nordstrom. That's why, but it's still crazy to me. I'm like, this was the stuff that you got because you couldn't afford Nike.
Oh yeah.
What are considered ankle socks?
Socks that don't come above your ankle, really. Or like they rest on your ankle.
So like the ones I'm wearing.
Show me your socks. Yeah, that's
that
an ankle sock.
Oh.
Yeah, if it goes below the ankle and it's just there just to basically cover your foot.
So what's cool now? Like crew socks?
Yeah. Crew socks.
Like grandpa socks.
I don't like those.
I mean, I don't like those either. I'm an ankle sock girl and I buy them at Costco because I'm also into Costco.
Shout out to Costco with the, I don't know what the brand is. But
Pumas.
The Puma underwear.
Oh, Puma underwear? See, yeah. I like the Puma socks for sure.
What is happening?
There's a whole thread online that is making us feel old. Subtle moments in life where we think, oh, wait, Lord.
Is there a context, though, with the sock thing? I'm a little confused. Because, like, if I'm wearing pants, is it... I feel like that's the only time I would rock, like, the crew socks. But if I'm wearing shorts, of course I'm going to go ankle socks.
Yeah.
Do you want a sock tan line?
Not me.
No.
But
these kids, they're crazy with their ankle tan lines.
But yeah, no, I see it at the gym all the time. And they're young people. And they're wearing shorts and they're wearing the crew socks. That's just the look.
I think it's just to take a shot at the generations before them.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Right.
Hey, Gen Z are a bunch of fashion bulliers. They really are. Some other things that make us think, you know, hey, I'm old now. You catch yourself saying that something was badass. And I use that word every day.
Steve does too. Like,
do I?
Multiple times in the morning. That's badass.
No, I don't.
You say it without even realizing it.
Dude, that's so badass that I do that. Is that like a crutch thing for me?
I don't know if it's a crutch, but it's like I notice you say it a lot.
Like, crutch words are badass.
Especially like when we see like targeted ads or something, you're like, that's badass.
No, I don't.
It must be a crutch word if you don't know you do it.
Fine. I'm wearing crew socks, so I'm okay. I'm still cool. I'm still young and hip, fellow kids. You ankle sock wearing losers.
This one I feel very seen about. Get excited about buying a steam mop. I have a Shark and I love it. I used it last night. I love a steam mop.
My wife had a shutdown. I was watching an infomercial about a vacuum that could clean like your car, like a little mini vacuum. And I'm like, babe, could you grab my wallet? She's like, why? I'm like, I want to buy this. She's like, no. Why do you need this? I'm like, because it looks awesome. And then she just looked at me and goes, you have become your father. Because my dad is the king of buying the steam mops, the this, the that. The minute he sees an infomercial for it, if they make it look somewhat fun and cool, he orders it and never gets it out of the box.
Oh my God.
So when I went and visited him, my wife thought it was hilarious. His little, like, his lazy boy chair, you know, he's got his own chair. It's got boxes of these random as seen on TV infomercial purchases that he has yet opened. And it's just the funniest thing because I'm just like, man, this just looks like a section of Bed Bath & Beyond when that place was still around. You know, they had the as seen on TV section.
Yes.
That's my dad.
This one also kind of hits me. You have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. Definitely on Instagram, I feel this, where I click on someone and they have like 17 million followers and I've never heard the name.
I felt this pretty bad when the new Seahawks, the draft picks, and they did a thing with like the rookies, and they asked them, hey, what celebrity's phone number do you have? Like, who's the most popular celebrity that you have in your phone? And it was our number one pick. Oh, crap. What the hell is his name again?
Byron.
Byron Murphy? Yeah. And he said some rapper's name, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm seeing all these comments about, oh, it's so cool that he knows this dude. That's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I finally, like, Googled whoever this dude was. And he's got, like, millions upon millions of followers. And I've never, I couldn't even pronounce his name, let alone know what song he sang.
We're aging gracefully.
I still got crew socks. I'm still young and hip. I don't care. You guys are losers.
Badass.
I'm badass.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is back in the seat, and he's going to be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This morning, our contestant is Robin in Edmonds. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So you must get both of these songs right to win the prize. The first one, you are on your own, kind of. The second one, this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random, must get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets. So let's see who you're playing with today. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheel is a spinning. Just pass my name, your name, back to my name. It looks like it's going to be landing on T-Dog herself, Taryn Daly.
Robin, do you spell your name with a Y-N?
Yes, I do. Oh,
that's how I spell my name, Y-N. I love that. I feel connected.
Team YN.
All right, Robin, are you ready for your first clip?
Yes.
Ooh. I can definitely help with this one, but let's play it. Night sky. Give it one more time. Night sky.
I'm guessing that she doesn't know it.
All right.
Yeah.
So this band is a three-piece, and their lead singer is Billy Joe Armstrong. Nice.
Oh, it's definitely Green Day. Nice Guys Finish Last.
Yes!
There you nice go.
Give me a break.
Knew that one sounded familiar.
Nailed it, Robin. Okay, now all the responsibility is on me.
Yes. No pressure.
Are you ready,
Tara? Oh, God. Do that again. Oh.
Give me a break.
I know it's the Foo Fighters. Uh-huh. Is it? Oh, my God.
Do you know it, Steve? Think I do. I know the song. I'm the worst with song titles. This is where I always get a little stumped. Like, I'm thinking it's the one that involves a Tool. But I don't know if it's that one.
I think it starts... Does it start with a P?
No.
Shoot. Hold on.
Wait, he says it in the song, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Is the song title two words?
No.
Oh, my God. I really don't know
Do I even know this?
Okay, Sarah, you might have to help us. Hold on.
Give me a break.
Is there a number in the title?
No.
Oh, crap. I really don't know it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm a little stumped on this. I know the song.
I'm going to give it to Sarah and see if she can do it.
It's the...
I don't know what you're singing.
Oh! It's that one?
Why can't I think of the name?
I think.
Why can't I think of the name of the song?
So is it three words, Danny?
Yes.
Now I know.
Wait.
Three words.
Did the caller know it? Robin, do you know it? Don't say it though.
I think so. I know it's three words.
Yeah, give
a
hint.
It's like earlier Foo Fighters.
Come on, Taryn.
And it's got a riff that starts out at the beginning.
All My Life. Woo! All My Life.
Taryn jumped up out of the dancing.
See, Robin, I just needed you. I needed you. We needed each other this morning.
Is that what you were thinking, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
All my life, yeah. I've been searching for something. Something's gonna find. He says, "All my life." The first.
I thought it was Monkey Wrench.
I thought it was The Pretender.
Let's just take a moment.
Well, look, we're not down with Dave Grohl now. He's mean to Taylor Swift.
You're right. Why did I get that right?
I was just completely brain farting on that one.
So was I.
The Daily Migs Show.
Quest Diagnostics has reported a 633% rise in swapped tests in 2023. They're saying more and more workers are trying to cheat on drug tests.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had a job where you needed to do a drug test?
I had a job where I had to do an initial drug test, but I was not repeatedly tested.
I've only had a drug test once, and it was to work here. They wanted to make sure I was doing drugs. And I passed, thankfully. No.
Last year, 5.5 million drug screens collected from the American workforce had 31,000 showing signs of being tampered with. So, of course, we had to talk to the Rockaholics about this because We've got a lot of experts.
Yeah, I've never had to take a drug test. Never. And I never have helped anyone with, like, I've heard stories of people, like, you know, peeing for other people. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in Vegas, the last time I went to Vegas, I did see signs around the city that were just saying, we'll buy clean pee for $100 and clean pee, no hard drug usage. And I almost wanted to call the number just to see what was going on. But I was like, what am I going to do? What kind of conversation am I going to have? But we have a whole phone line full of rockaholics who have partook, I guess, or in either swapping or being the person who's helping somebody pass their drug test.
206-803-ROCK. Christy in Seattle, what was your method for passing a drug test?
Hi, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a couple of years ago, I was into smoking a lot of pot, and I had a couple of drug tests come up. And so prior, I went through a sober time, and so I saved my pee. I froze it.
What?
And when it came time, I unthawed it, and I had figured out, I went to the container store. I found the correct size container I needed, and because I'm a female, I'm able to shove it up me, which,
okay,
as you know, on the test, they have a thermometer on there to make sure it's at the right temperature, so that way it stayed at body temperature, and that was it. I went in, and I pulled it out,
okay,
and then did my thing, and it passed. I passed.
You passed.
I passed.
Here's my question. To go back, when you were freezing it, were you keeping it, like, next to, like, the little personal pizzas in your freezer? Like, did anybody say, what the hell is going on here?
Luckily, we had, you know, the garage freezer. So
the deep freezer.
I bagged it up so then no one could tell. And just in case it broke or anything, I had it in, like, a little plastic bag. But it didn't. It was all fine.
No, that's not a beer. Don't get that one.
Yeah, yeah, stay away from that. That's not frozen beer. I do love the foresight. She's like, I'm sober right now, but I will plan on smoking weed again, so I might as well just start storing my pee.
I like that. Sober her is taking care of not sober her.
It's a very solid point.
Joey in Linwood, you crafted something. Tell us about it.
So I got in trouble with the state of Washington for doing drugs and crimes and drugs, and after you get out, you got to go pee in front of them, so... At the time, people were using Wizinators. I don't know if you guys ever heard of those.
Yes.
But people were using those, and they were getting away with it. But I was too poor because I was spending all my money on drugs. So I kind of, like, decided to make my own, and I made it out of fish, like, tubing that you use in a fish tank and a little bag. And you do got to keep it warm, like Christy said. So, like, I warmed up this bag and taped it to my side and then super glued this freaking hose under my junk and, like, got in my pubes and everything. Gosh. And the worst part about it, though, was when I went there to try and use my little device, I got caught, and they were like, what is that? And they ripped it right off of my jewels, the hair and everything, dude. It was bad. And then I went to jail, of course.
That might be the rock bottom moment for you, huh, Joey?
Yeah, man, but I had it there.
Thanks, Joey. Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. We should take with Wes.
Wes from Mount Vernon. What was your involvement in passing drug tests?
So my sophomore year of college in the dorms, my roommate came home from a job interview and said he needed some clean pee. And I didn't smoke weed at the time. So I was like, yeah, of course, man. Why not? But first, I need a container. So he, of course, the smart man he is, goes and grabs his Adderall container, dumps all the Adderall out into just like a sandwich bag, and then gives me that. I'm like, okay, weird choice, but sure. So I give him the clean pee, and then he takes it, goes to his drug test, and he doesn't hear back for a while. And eventually he calls, and they're like, well, we don't know how to say this, but you have, like, really high levels of amphetamines in your urine.
Oh!
Because all of the dust from the pills was still in the bottle.
Oh my gosh, what an idiot. He didn't clean that out.
No, but he was like, oh, it's fine. I have a prescription for Adderall. And they're like, oh, okay, no worries. It's fine. And gave him the job anyways.
Ah, happy ending after all.
So Wes is a good friend.
The Daily Migs Show.
Scott Weiland's son Noah released a song called Time Will Tell, and it has his dad's unreleased vocals on it.
Okay.
He did not apparently want this song out. Noah Weiland did not want it out yet, but someone had attempted to blackmail him by threatening to leak it, which is just the worst when somebody's trying to do something special. So here is a sample of the song.
So that's Scott, I'd imagine, on the vocals, and then what, I guess his son did the music? It's
must
very
be.
Like new wave, kind of like, do you remember that band it reminds me of? Do you remember this band right here? The Bravery?
Oh, yeah.
With an Honest Mistake? Let's see, I'll go ahead about it. Do you remember this one, Taryn?
Oh, yeah. It's vaguely familiar.
It kind of gives off that vibe, like that electronic drum, synthesizers.
Kind of like a nod to the 80s a little bit.
I bet you remember this part.
Toe tapper.
It is a toe tapper.
It really is.
I'm surprised you don't remember that one.
I'm not super familiar.
I feel like that band, like once they had that song as a hit, like a million bands tried to sound like that, and that song reminds me a little bit of it.
So Noah Weiland, he was 14 when his dad Scott passed away back in 2015.
I can't believe we're coming up on 10 years since Scott passed.
Unreal. And so this kind of got us thinking about some of the other cool songs out there that feature parents and their kids.
Yes. And so I went through, I was like trying to think of like which ones would be notable. I think the most memorable one, and it's kind of similar to what he just did, that they grabbed some old audio, mashed it together to create a brand new song. I think you'll remember this one.
Unforgettable.
Sorry, do you know this one?
No, not at all.
Danny? Nat King Cole? Natalie Cole?
I don't even know who Nat King Cole is. Like old King Cole?
No, old King Cole's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nat King Cole was like a crooner back in the day.
Yep.
And his daughter was a singer as well. And she grabbed old audio of her dad and remastered it and then did a duet with him, which was kind of cool.
And very, very well known and popular, you guys.
All right, I'm positive that you guys don't know this one. This is going to probably make us all feel a little bit old.
Like, oh my God. Like, totally.
You know Frank Zappa?
I've been going down a Zappa wormhole.
Frank Zappa's weird, man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his daughter,
Moon Unit.
Moon Unit.
There's also Dweezil. What was the other? Does he have three kids?
I think so. You know what the crazy part is? This was a top 40 hit. Okay, you don't know that one. All right, Danny, you suggested one when we were talking about this that involves your man, your hero, Mike Herrera from MXPX.
Yeah, he just released it recently. And it was it's him and his daughter doing Linoleum by NOFX. That's
me. And how old is she?
She's 11.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And her name's Sailor?
Sailor, yeah, Sailor May.
Is that because she's Bremerton?
Probably. And he's playing guitar.
It's cool,
this,
man.
And doing backup vocals while she's singing.
I don't know if it's that when you become a parent, and then all of a sudden you think about like these like father-daughter, father-son, mother-daughter, whatever, like collabs. It gives me goosebumps.
Dude, I wait for the day that I can do something like this with Lily. Because she's a singer. She wants to be a singer. She's like in vocal lessons. So I just want something like this to happen.
But she's going to make you do probably like a Katy Perry cover.
You know, and I'll take anything at this point, Steve.
Yeah, I guess something's better than nothing. But the one that blew me away, like actually stopped me in my tracks, and I had no idea that this guy covered a Pearl Jam song, and it's because of you, Taryn, that you're like, hey, have you heard this collaboration? Do you know who it is?
Is it the Willie and Lucas?
Yes.
And it's almost hard to tell which one is which when they're singing together.
I can kind of tell, because Lucas, I mean, they have a similar voice, but Lucas sounds younger for obvious reasons.
And Lucas can really turn up the Willie when he wants.
But excuse me? He can turn up what? I didn't see that in this music video.
Stay with me.
It's a Pearl Jam cover of Just Breathe. It's like 10 years old.
Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean.
Sarah does not look impressed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Willie's not twerking in the video. Lucas isn't pouring champagne on his dad.
I've got goosebumps over here, and Sarah's eyebrows are raised like, what the hell?
I wasn't going to say anything because I know Willie Nelson is, you know, whatever. But
you don't feel the voice, like the ragged voice that Willie Nelson has with these lyrics and his son? You don't.
I was honestly
Do you not
thinking,
have a heart?
I was honestly thinking, like, oh, I don't think I like his voice very much. But I wasn't going to say anything, and then you called me out. Apparently, it was all over my face.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a poker face.
I think we're learning that Sarah does not like any kind of bluegrass, country, any kind of, like...
I think you're right, yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You see, probably Mumford & Sons is not your jam, I bet.
Not really, no.
No. You didn't feel that? The emotion.
No, I was so focused on his voice and how it was not great.
Why is he like 80 something years old?
You could tell. sorry.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And I wonder if you guys could guess what today's day is based on this audio.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I'd gladly pay.
What do you think, Sarah?
You guys are playing some really old stuff that I have no idea what we're talking about.
I purposely played it just because it's a clip from Popeye, which is still current, still relevant. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh,
a little bit of a
go.
Stretch, but I just wanted a reason to play some Popeye.
Popeye is not relevant, and it's not timeless.
Forever relevant. All right, there's a guy in Brooklyn that made a video after his pregnant wife ordered some groceries, and I guess she tacked on 99 bunches of bananas by mistake. So all these bananas showed up to her door, and I'm wondering if you've ever experienced this. The reason why she ordered 99 bunches of bananas, according to her sister, they blamed it on pregnancy brain.
That's a real thing.
And here they are talking about it.
So here I am, minding my own business on this innocent Sunday, and the groceries arrive for just me and my wife, and I find bunches of bananas. My pregnant wife managed to order 99 bunches of bananas. I think we have over 1,200 bananas in this apartment right now. For those of you interested, we'll be selling bananas right from our door here in Brooklyn. Give us a call.
That's a lot of banana bread.
I mean, you can't return them, right? Or can you?
I think it might be too late now.
Oh, the damn pregnancy.
So you've experienced it?
Well, you just forget everything. Like, yeah. I could not stay on track with anything. It was wild.
I used to piss my wife off because whenever I'd forget something while she was pregnant, I'd call it pregnancy brain or dad brain. It's like, you're not experiencing anything. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Totally.
We're pregnant.
Wow.
A Purdue student named Zachary won a car lease in a kicking competition called Kicks for Cash, but the dealership nixed it due to a clock technicality.
Oh.
Zachary was supposed to kick a field goal at the 20, 30, and 40-yard line in 30 seconds. And after he did that, the dealership said he was 5/100ths of a second late on the last kick.
Boo.
So here he is talking about making those three kicks.
They were like, can you at least hit one? I go, yeah, I know I can hit the 20. So that one went like right down the center. I remember that, no problem. And then I remember moving back to the 30. And after like the third or fourth one, I'm like, I just keep putting them in the same spot. I just keep running on too straight. I'm like, I'm running out of time. So I just took another step over. And I'm like, I hope this is it. And it went through. And then got back to the 40 with like, the ball got down with like a second left. And I heard everybody yell. So I'm like, okay, it went in.
Well, apparently the car dealership backpedaled. They did end up offering him a 2-year lease or a $5,000 cash payout. He went with the cash.
Have you ever done something where you had to like do a competition at a sporting event?
Thank God, no, because I think I would not.
Has anybody? Now, I know Linda, Danny, your girlfriend, she's competed against, what was it, like Robinson Cano?
Yeah,
at the Mariners game.
Yeah, she had to do a cup stacking competition.
So wild.
She lost.
I did one time, rest in peace, Seattle Supersonics. When the Sonics were around, I got to go on the court to do one, like a free throw competition.
Where, did you do well?
Let's just say I got to go on the court and shoot basketballs at the Key Arena during a Sonics game, and I got a jersey, and that was cool.
Did they boo you?
The players, yes. The players hated it. They're like, you're just bringing way too... I lost miserably. Sucked. I was terrible. It was on the big screen. I was so glad that social media really wasn't much of a thing at the time. It was barely a thing. Otherwise, that would have lived forever. Oh, it was a terrible, terrible performance, but I got a jersey out of it, so I was okay with that. Hey, the New York Yankees are in town. Maybe I could get to play for the Yankees to help them lose to the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You think that's the thing? Take it on the Mariners over at T-Mobile Park. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.